April is a month to celebrate volunteerism, and we do this every single year with a little awards ceremony, I understand.
It's something I really look forward to every year. It's the Mayor's Volunteer Awards ceremony.
Except last year, because you weren't there.
Well, yes, you're quite right. I was a little disappointed that administration scheduled the Mayor's Awards when I was out of the country.
But they scheduled it during Volunteer Appreciation Week.
Week changed from the previous week.
Oh, okay, okay.
Regardless, at that point, I said, okay, why don't we schedule it now for next year so that you'll be sure the mayor is actually in town during the awards. Happy to be back because it's a lot of fun that evening. You come every year, and Rob, you've been there, I think.
I've been nominated a few times. It's quite an honor just to be on the slate of nominees, because usually it's, especially in the individual adult category, it's quite a robust category. There are a lot of really cool people in town that volunteer and spend a lot of time helping out.
Yeah, but everybody in Canmore, most everybody in Canmore gets how important volunteers are to the success of our small town.
Is it just me, or do we have the best volunteers ever?
We
have
the best.
More than anywhere else.
Well, I don't know if there's a definitive way of knowing that, but
I think it's a fact. Tanya said it.
I said it.
You know, if you go back through the years, and Tanya, you were born and raised here, so you'll recall when it was just a small town, coal mining town, the only way things ever happened was with people getting together and saying, well, let's build a curling rink, or let's have a dance or whatever. It's small town approach. Even though the town has continued to grow, that is still the attitude. And you look at things like the Canada Day Parade, or skating on the pond, or helping the seniors get to appointments.
I think Folk Fest and Highland Games.
But those are really obvious, visible opportunities. But a lot of people are volunteering in ways that nobody else even knows about. You know, like the people that drive seniors to medical appointment or delivering meals
on wheels.
And it's the nice thing about the volunteer awards evening is typically volunteers don't look to be recognized. They just do it because they want to be a part of the community, they want to help. And this is the one time of the year where the rest of the community can stand up and say, you know, it's great what you're doing.
Often when we think of volunteers, we think of, you know, individuals, which is why that category is so robust every year. But there's other categories as well.
Youth Award, Adult Award, two different corporate awards, one for-profit and one not-for-profit. There's a relatively new one in the environmental category. Mm-hmm. And Good Neighbor Award. Deadline for nominations is April 1st. You can pick up forms at the Civic Center or FCSS, or likely online.